This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury in Georgetown continues deliberations today in the trial of Andrew Buen, the former sheriff's deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Prosecutors say Buen made all kinds of critical mistakes on the scene when communicating with Glass. He escalated when it was unnecessary, and he used force when Glass wasn't posing a threat to anyone. Defense attorneys say Buen was trying to determine whether Glass was driving under the influence, and he was responding to the fact he had a knife in his car, which they say posed a potential threat to other law enforcement officers on the scene. Glass had told law enforcement about the knife when he called 911 for help after crashing his car on a mountain road. Buen is charged with second-degree murder and a couple of misdemeanors. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
We are watching for a verdict in that case today. A Gunnison County man was sentenced to 12 years in prison for extortion and for threatening judges over a two-year period. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
State prosecutors say Brett Andrew Nelson filed fraudulent documents against public officials and other individuals involving cases where he was the defendant. He threatened several judges in an attempt to influence those cases' outcomes and tried to transfer multiple properties' ownership to himself. A statewide grand jury indicted Nelson in April 2022. He was arrested in Pueblo County earlier this year. Nelson was tried and convicted in March. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Visitors to Pikes Peak will soon have another option to travel up the mountain's winding, narrow roads. Reservations are now open to take a shuttle to the summit. The new service will run from May 24th through August 11th. The $30 adult ticket includes the entry fee for the trip to the summit above 14,000 feet. This is CPR News and KRCC.